It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Farad. If you've ever needed to shop for health coverage, you know it can be complicated, comparing different plans with different premiums, deductibles, coverage details.
And a growing number of people who search for healthcare online find themselves the target of telemarketers who offer great plans for great prices.
But as Bloomberg reports, many of those plans provide very little coverage for the premiums they charge, and they work through a loophole where their customers are classified as employees.
It's happening here in Wisconsin. The state's insurance regulator has issued at least one cease and desist order and has been engaged in litigation.
In just a bit, a public interest attorney in Wisconsin shares advice on spotting deceptive marketing for healthcare insurance plans. First, Zach Miter is a reporter at Bloomberg. He co-wrote the recent investigative piece about these insurance products around the country and here in Wisconsin. Zach, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Oh, it's great to be here, Rob.
Well, you in this story look at this issue, these weird insurance products, through the eyes of a couple in New York. Can you take us through what Joe and Sarah saw, how they entered this world of, I'll put it in quotes, insurance?
Sure. So Joe and Sarah Strohmenger, they live in Long Island, New York, and they both have small businesses, so they don't have health insurance through their employer. So like a lot of Americans, they had to turn to the marketplace. If you go online and search for health insurance, there's a pretty good chance you'll end up giving your number to some kind of website, which will then lead to a torrent of telemarketers offering health insurance or health-related products. And so they talked to a salesman who sounded like he had everything they needed and it would be less expensive than the other people they talked to. So they thought everything was great. They found out it didn't cover a lot of the things that they had expected it to and that the salesman on the phone had said it would cover. That was kind of what gets us started on this investigation of what actually is this stuff they bought. It's a kind of new kind of coverage. It's only existed for a few years. And a lot of people are finding out about it when they get sold health coverage over the telephone and they find out that it's kind of an unusual thing that that hasn't really existed in the past.
Right. And the assumption I think people like Joe and Sarah have when they go and they're buying insurance is, hey, we've got the Affordable Care Act in place. It's regulating these insurance companies. So I'm cool. Everything's covered. But there's a loophole, it looks like, or at least what these companies are operating as a loophole that says, oh, no, you're not a customer. You're paying us premiums, but you're an employee. What?
Exactly. Yeah, that was a shock to them. They didn't find out about the whole employee thing until months later when I met them. The basic idea is if you're buying Obamacare in the marketplace, just a regular consumer trying to buy health insurance from an insurance company, there's all these rules about what that has to cover. It has to cover pre-existing conditions. It has to cover hospitalization, has to cover prescription drugs. But those rules weren't ever really applied to employer health insurance that you get from your job, which is okay because most employer coverage is pretty good. The problem here is, or the new kind of wrinkle, is that these companies have figured out how to turn health plan buyers on the other end of a telephone call into employees and therefore be able to sell them coverage that doesn't meet all those basics that Obamacare requires.
Okay, now let's zoom out from one couple. As you dug into this story, you found this is a huge industry. There are a lot of companies or companies operating under a lot of different names. What did you find when you started digging into this?
Yeah, we found that actually it was invented about 6 years ago. It's kind of the first people who came up with the idea. And now we found over 100,000 people have been signed up at one point or another for one of these plans. And what they all have in common is that on paper, you're kind of an employee. But often the quote unquote job is pretty minimal. It might be like downloading an app on your phone that kind of tracks you, or it maybe allows you to surf the internet or something. And that will be the extent of your work you do for this company. And you typically won't get any pay for that labor, but it kind of opens up this loophole, which allows the telemarketer to sell you a plan that doesn't meet all these Obamacare standards.
Now, there's a couple different things going on here. One is the telemarketing side of things. And in talking to people like Joe and Sarah, it seems like the person on the phone is often promising much more coverage than is actually in the paperwork, and that actually will be covered. What kind of things did you hear from people?
A lot of people thought they were buying Obamacare. It's only later when they need to use a doctor or fill a prescription do they discover that, oh, wait a minute, this actually doesn't cover much at all. Some of these plans maybe cover like 3 doctor's appointments a year, you know, maybe a few thousand bucks if you go to the hospital, but it's capped at that. A lot of times people were told that these were much more comprehensive plans than they were. And I want to be clear that the companies that designed these plans are not always the same as the salespeople on the phone. When we talk to the people who create these health plans, they say, well, maybe the salesman misled them, but it wasn't my fault. And then the salespeople often try to cast blame on the people who designed the plans.
Talking to Zach Mitre, reporter at Bloomberg, about healthcare coverage plans that are a lot less than meets the eye in some cases. Zach, people might be listening and thinking, is somebody regulating this? And you found and you shared at least one cease and desist order from Wisconsin's insurance department. And the insurance department told us, hey, we're aware of this. They may have pending litigation on it. Other states have looked into this. How have insurance regulators in states been dealing with this?
So this is really interesting. Typically, insurance is regulated by states. So if you have a problem with your Obamacare insurance plan in Wisconsin, you can talk to your state regulators, and there they regulate all the insurance companies and all the insurance salesmen in the state. Here it's different, though. These plans are claiming that since it's an employee relationship, it's not subject to state insurance law at all. It's not insurance. And so a lot of state regulators have thought about taking action against these companies, and in many cases just decided not to. They weren't sure if they had authority. And Wisconsin is actually a really interesting case because they took action against several of these companies, and they're now in this sort of very long, drawn-out litigation with them, in which the companies are saying, you don't have jurisdiction. You don't have any control over us at all. We can do whatever we want. And the state is saying, basically, you're selling insurance without the proper authority.
Is anybody tackling this as fraud, saying, okay, well, we don't care who regulates the insurance part of this. These telemarketers are saying this is covered and the plan isn't covering it. So that's fraudulent, whether it's insurance or not.
Absolutely. You still aren't allowed to commit fraud. And so some states have taken action and said, well, you know, the salesperson who sold this should get in trouble because they misrepresented the policy. Typically, these are sold by licensed agents, so states do have jurisdiction over those licenses. But the problem is it's created such a kind of legal black hole where no one's sure who's in charge that some states are kind of skittish. So they've basically just put out statements to the public saying, look out for these plans. You should think twice before buying them, but we're not going to take any further action until the courts straighten this out, which could be a while.
Now, that's the telemarketing and potential fraud side. This basic idea that, hey, you, by paying premiums to us and maybe downloading this app, you're now an employee. So this is an employer-based plan, not subject to these other regulations. The legality of that, unclear, right? That it's in the courts, and at least some Republicans look at this as a way to end run the Affordable Care Act.
Absolutely. Republicans during President Trump's first term got pretty excited about this idea as a kind of way to deregulate Obamacare without having to pass a law through Congress. But subsequently, the Department of Labor actually ended up fighting them and saying, we don't think these comply with the law for employee benefits. That was under President Trump's first term. That was continued under Biden. It's still in court. It's now back before a judge in Texas. And so one of the questions is, will the second Trump administration stick with that policy that's been the policy of the Department of Labor for a long time now? Or will they say, actually, we like these plans. We think they're okay. And give them a green light to sort of get sold more widely across the country.
What are you watching for next on this story?
That'll be one of the things. And it's before a judge in the Northern District of Texas. And basically, the Department of Labor is going to have to come into court and explain why they don't think these are real employment relationships, that this is really just a sale of insurance and therefore should be regulated like any other insurance product. Depending on that, which could take months or maybe even a year from now, that'll determine whether they get a green light to sell these plans even more widely than they are now.
Zach, we'll leave it there. Thanks for sharing your reporting with us.
That's a pleasure. Thank you, Rob.
That was Zach Mitre. He's a reporter at Bloomberg who co-wrote the investigative piece about these questionable healthcare plans being sold across the United States. Now we learn about what to look for and how to avoid deceptive healthcare plans with Bobby Peterson, executive director and public interest attorney at ABC for Health, Inc. here in Wisconsin. Bobby, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Great to be here. Thanks.
How much do you warn people when you're interacting with the public about the risk of very limited healthcare coverage when they're looking for insurance?
I mean, it's a really big concern. You know, people are in a desperate situation oftentimes. They're seeking insurance. They're looking for a good price point. And oftentimes, you know, some of these plans seem very attractive from a price perspective. They're a hard sell, and people are assuring you that it's going to provide all the coverage that you need. Sadly, they don't have a lot of protections, and there's not a lot of legal protections sometimes that are available the way these plans are set up.
If someone's in that situation, they want healthcare and they want it soon, probably, and they see this good price, what are some red flags that say, hey, dig more deeply before you sign anything?
I mean, as hard and as painful as it is, you probably need to look at the plan documents. You need to look at the written documents that talk about the plan benefits. Does it include essential health benefits? Does it have pre-existing condition limitations? What networks does it include? Is it a plan that's regulated by the state of Wisconsin, or is it, you know, some other variation that the state can't even regulate?
I got to be honest, Bobby. I'm a guy who reads a lot of stuff, in part for my job. I look through a lot of documents. This kind of thing, healthcare coverage documents, I can find kind of baffling. How can we make sure that you know, if we're reading these things, we know what they're saying, we know how to compare them to a more legit health coverage offering?
Well, first, I think if you're asking for the documents and they're not providing them, that's a red flag right there. If they're directing you to a website, you can't get the documents, that's a red flag right there. Oftentimes, these plans are trying to get you to commit based on verbal promises, over the phone, send us your information, put it on a credit card, pay in advance. Those are all things that people should be very wary of. If you're looking from telemarketers that are contacting you, or you're looking on the internet to see what's available, I think going through the marketplace is probably a much better option, a much safer option. It's regulated. It has essential health benefits. You can know what you're getting, and you have an opportunity to review the plan and the networks all in advance.
Staying with the red flags, what kind of offers might just be too good to be true? And again, raise that red flag.
Yeah, I mean, based upon market rates and things like that, you know, what's the deductible? Is there an out-of-pocket max? They don't have anything like that. Those are red flags. With a lot of plans, you pay up to X amount and everything else should be covered. If they don't have that, you're exposing yourself to a lot of medical liability. Are they covering prescription drugs? That's really a key part of any health insurance today. And some of these junk plans don't cover prescription drugs at all. So those are a couple of the red flags people should be looking for.
And the nightmare situation here is somebody's paying what they think are insurance premiums. Then they're hit with an expensive medical procedure, expensive prescription drugs, whatever the case may be. And they find they're not covered or not covered very well at all. Is there in Wisconsin any kind of recourse in that situation?
There might be if it's a plan that's regulated by the state of Wisconsin. You can file a complaint with the insurance commissioner's office. In some situations, there are plans that are, you know, set up outside of the state that are not employer-sponsored health plans that are legitimate. They're fraudulent plans. And those are the situations that are really tough because the state of Wisconsin doesn't really regulate those plans. Department of Labor, it's supposed to regulate employer-sponsored plans, but these aren't even really legitimate employer-sponsored plans. So we've seen situations where people are really stuck with a lot of large medical bills.
Talking to Bobby Peterson, executive director and public interest attorney at the public interest group ABC for Health. All right, Bobby, let's take someone who's looking for that coverage. Maybe they just lost a job. Maybe they're hitting an age where they're getting coverage for themselves. They might have heard of that healthcare.gov site. Is that a good place to start then if we think we're looking for marketplace coverage?
Yeah, that's a good place. And Wisconsin has navigators at this point, and you can contact a navigator, although we know that that funding is under severe cuts coming in the September of this year, that 90% of that funding has been eliminated. So it's a really important resource. It gives you impartial information about some options through the marketplace, but also they'll help take a look at what Medicaid or Badger Care Plus options are available. So that could be a real loss for people.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. These navigators, do you worry that if that funding cut does go through, that people might be more at risk of the kind of less useful coverage, things like that, if those navigators aren't in place?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it's junk. They're junk plans out there. It's just junk. They're not worthwhile. And people are being abused, mistreated with these plans. They're accumulating a lot of medical debt. In healthcare coverage and health insurance, timing is everything. You know, you have to do it at the right time of the month to get coverage the following month. Having a network of professionals out there to help you through that system. We're going to see a lot of people facing big, big bills. And hospitals, you know, when they don't get paid, they're under more serious threats as well.
Here in Wisconsin, Governor Evers had asked for health insurance customer assistance reforms in his budget proposal. Like many parts of that proposal, may not be likely to pass under the Republican-controlled legislature. What kind of reforms is the governor talking about? Do you see them being useful?
Well, I mean, the thing that I saw that really caught my eye was a public intervener for health insurance. It sounded like a bit of a central clearinghouse for people to contact and get help buying appropriate coverage and support. A public intervener would really go a long way towards providing an important governmental type service to people who are kind of wandering in the wilderness trying to figure this stuff out on their own. We don't have that level of assistance, and coupled with navigators, I think it could be a really good combination. The navigators could take care of the easy cases that come in and help direct people, but some of these cases get very complicated very fast, and people need experienced advocates with backup legal tools and resources to be able to help them pursue their rights. You know, our system works best when we have checks and balances, and we're removing a lot of those checks and balances without having that type of service available.
And as we wrap up, Bobby, absent that kind of public intervener for healthcare, if someone is in a difficult situation and thinks maybe they've been ripped off, who is their first call, or who should their first call be?
I mean, I think you can check in with the Wisconsin Insurance Commissioner's office, and I'm hopeful that they'll be able to identify if it's a type of plan that they can help with, and if not, making sure that they'll be able to refer you to the appropriate resource, maybe the Department of Labor or other resources, if it's a Medicaid plan, things like that through the state. But the insurance commissioner should at least be able to provide a bit of a clearinghouse right now to at least point you in the right direction. They don't have all the resources necessarily to help with these ERISA self-funded plans, and that's a problem, you know, but that's part of a labor issue, and trying to get them to help is sometimes pulling teeth.
Bobby, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
You're welcome.
That was Bobby Peterson, executive director and attorney at the public interest law firm ABC for Health in Wisconsin, who talked about how to spot and avoid deceptively marketed health insurance plans. Earlier, we heard from Bloomberg reporter Zach Miter about his new piece investigating these health insurance plans.